In 1944, in the midst of Second World War, Pope Pius XI dedicated the entire world to the patronage and protection of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The intention expressed in his decree was peace among nations, freedom for the church, the conversion of sinners, the love of purity, and practice of virtue. Though it found prominence in the 20th century, devotion to Mary's Immaculate Heart is not new. Early Christians revered the movements of Mary's heart in the Gospels. She pondered the events of the Nativity in her heart, and when she and Joseph presented Jesus in the temple, Simeon prophesied that a sword of sorrow would pierce her heart. And in our gospel today, his mother treasured all these things in her heart. The Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary is a manifestation of a mother's love to Jesus and all her children, those Jesus loved. This feast day is intimately connected to the solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus that we celebrated yesterday. This is not a coincidence or accident, but they are correlated. The celebration of the Sacred Heart of Jesus is a celebration of his great love for us sinners, especially on the day that he gave up his life on the cross. His love is great. That's why he gave up. He gave his heart, his love, his life for us. Likewise, Mary loved her son all her life, even on the foot of the cross. Painful it was, she gave all to him and obeyed the Father by saying from the bottom of her heart, "Let it be done to me according to your words." Because Mary loved Jesus, she also loved all those whom Jesus loves. Her heart is so big, enough to incorporate us in hers. That's why she is with us in the journey of our faith, whether we are happy, in pain, sorrowful, or joyful. Pope Francis said, "The Virgin Mary, the mother of Jesus, who is also his first disciple, shows us the way. She followed her son. Mary took upon herself her own share of suffering, darkness, and bewilderment, and walked the path of the Passion, keeping the lamp of faith burning in her heart." With God's grace, we too can make this journey, and through our daily way of the cross, not to pass by our brothers and sisters in difficulty, but to allow our hearts to be moved by compassion and draw near to them. My dear brothers and sisters, let us pattern our hearts with Mary's heart, who loved and shared her life for Jesus and for all of us, her children, and have a heart like that of Jesus, a heart that is willing to sacrifice, die, and give all for our brothers and sisters. The intention of Pope Pius XII in 1944. May this also be our intention for today and every day. Peace among nations, conversion of sinners, the love of purity, and the practice of virtue. At the end, our love, our heart, will be the visible sign that we are followers of the way of the Lord, and we will be welcomed in His kingdom because our hearts are shining with love, the emblem of our faithful discipleship. May the Immaculate Heart of Mary be our heart too, so that we can share the Sacred Heart of Jesus' love for others. May our Mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, intercede for us. Amen.